This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One common error in Salah, which we will discuss every day, is the aspect of not upholding the posture of Qawma and Jalsa. These are two independent postures. When you come up from Ruku', which is a posture, and before you go into Sajda, which is a posture, there is a posture in between, where your whole body comes to a standstill in the upright position, and that is known as Qawma. And it's a mandatory posture. Now many of us, we make this mistake because of our hastiness. We are coming up from Ruku', and in the same movement, we start moving down towards Sajda. As you're coming up, you start moving down. In reality, you've missed out an entire posture which is wajib, and you have invalidated your salah. Then between the two sajdas, there is another compulsory posture, which is called the jalsa. When you come up from the one sajda, you must remain in the seating position for the minimum duration that it would take to say one subhanallah. Now we make the same mistake here again. As we're coming up from one sajda, in the same movement we start going down towards the next sajda. Even you are a bit old, and you're still coming up from your sajda, and the imam has already started going down to the next sajda. You complete your posture, then you meet the imam in the next sajda. So Qawma and Jalsa are two mandatory postures in salah. When you come up from ruku', your entire body must come to a standstill in the upright position for the minimum duration that it would take to say one subhanallah, let's say 1 second. And between the two sajdas, your body must come to a complete standstill in that sitting posture for the minimum duration of one subhanallah. That's the minimum. There are actually du'as that we must be reading. When we say, when we come up from ruku', رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي. And there's even a lengthier one. And when they come up between the two sajdas, then there's also a dua to be recited. We need to check up these du'as, recite them preferably. But the minimum is your entire body, all your limbs must come to a rest for that minimum of 1 second. And if it doesn't, you're compromising the validity of your salah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah.